This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 64, Biography of Joe Neguse, the Representative from Colorado. General Information. Joe Neguse is an American politician serving as the U.S. Representative for Colorado's 2nd Congressional District since 2019. He is a member of the Democratic Party and has become known for his work on environmental issues, veterans affairs, and economic development. Neguse was born on May 13, 1984, in Bakersfield, California, but moved to Colorado at a young age. Early life and education. Joe Neguse was born to immigrant parents from Eritrea, making him the first Eritrean-American to serve in Congress. His family moved to Colorado when he was young, settling in Boulder where he attended Boulder High School. After high school, Neguse pursued higher education at the University of Colorado Boulder, where he earned a Bachelor of Arts in Political Science and Economics. He was actively involved in student government, serving as the student body president, which sparked his interest in public service. Following his undergraduate studies, Neguse attended the University of Colorado Law School, where he obtained his Juris Doctor degree. During law school, he continued his involvement in politics, working on various campaigns and community initiatives. Early career. After graduating from law school, Joe Neguse began his career in public service. He worked as a policy advisor for the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, focusing on consumer protection and regulatory reform. His work there was noted for its effectiveness in streamlining regulations while protecting consumer interests. In 2015, Neguse was appointed by Governor John Hickenlooper to serve as the executive director of the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies. At 31, he was one of the youngest state cabinet members in Colorado history. During his tenure, he implemented significant reforms aimed at reducing regulatory burdens on small businesses and enhancing consumer protections. Neguse also engaged in private practice, working as an attorney at a law firm in Boulder, where he specialized in business law, helping startups and small businesses navigate legal challenges. This experience provided him with a deep understanding of the economic issues facing entrepreneurs and small business owners. Election history. Joe Neguse's political career took a significant turn when he decided to run for Congress in 2018. He entered the Democratic primary for Colorado's 2nd Congressional District, which was an open seat due to the retirement of incumbent Jared Polis, who was running for governor. Neguse won the primary with a significant margin, showcasing his appeal to a broad base of Democratic voters. In the general election, Neguse faced Republican Peter Yu. He campaigned on a platform of economic opportunity, environmental protection, and healthcare reform. His campaign was marked by extensive grassroots efforts, leveraging his background in community service and his understanding of local issues. Neguse won the election with over 60% of the vote, a testament to his strong voter connection and effective campaign strategy. In 2020, Neguse was re-elected to a second term, defeating Republican challenger Charles Wynn by a similar margin, further solidifying his position in the district. His re-election campaign focused on his legislative achievements and continued advocacy for his constituents. Political stances. Joe Neguse has established himself as a progressive voice in Congress, advocating for policies that address climate change, economic inequality, and social justice. He has been a vocal proponent of the Green New Deal, pushing for comprehensive climate action plans that include transitioning to renewable energy sources and creating green jobs. On economic issues, Neguse supports policies aimed at reducing income inequality, such as raising the minimum wage, protecting workers' rights to organize, and ensuring affordable health care. He has co-sponsored legislation to expand Medicare and lower prescription drug costs. In terms of veterans' affairs, Neguse has worked to improve services for veterans, particularly focusing on mental health support and reducing homelessness among veterans. He has introduced bills to enhance benefits and streamline the VA's processes for veterans. Neguse also champions immigration reform, advocating for pathways to citizenship for undocumented immigrants, particularly those brought to the U.S. as children, dreamers. He supports comprehensive immigration reform that includes border security, but emphasizes humane treatment and legal pathways for immigrants. His stance on gun control reflects his district's concerns, pushing for universal background checks, an assault weapons ban, and measures to prevent gun violence. Negus has been involved in bipartisan efforts to address this issue, recognizing the complexity and the need for consensus. Joe Negus, the representative for Colorado's 2nd Congressional District, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. One of the primary reasons is his commitment to environmental issues, which resonates deeply in a state known for its natural beauty and outdoor lifestyle. Negus has been a vocal advocate for policies aimed at combating climate change, promoting renewable energy, and protecting Colorado's vast public lands. His efforts in these areas not only appeal to environmentalists but also to those who see the economic benefits of sustainable practices. Another key factor in Negus's support base is his focus on education. He has consistently pushed for increased funding for public schools, better teacher compensation, and access to higher education. His initiatives aim to reduce student loan debt and make college more affordable, which directly impacts young voters and families concerned about educational opportunities for their children. This educational advocacy has made him a favorite among educators, students, and parents who see him as a champion for future generations. Negus's approach to healthcare also plays a significant role in his popularity. He supports measures to lower prescription drug costs, expand Medicare, and ensure that healthcare is accessible and affordable for all Coloradans. His stance on these issues reflects a broader Democratic push for healthcare reform, but his personal engagement with constituents on these matters has built trust and loyalty. People appreciate his efforts to address the real-life healthcare challenges they face, making him a relatable and effective representative. Moreover, Joe Negus's background as a civil rights attorney adds a layer of credibility when it comes to issues of justice and equality. He has been a strong voice for civil rights, advocating for policies that promote equality and combat discrimination. His legal expertise and his history of fighting for the underrepresented resonate with voters who value social justice and equity. This aspect of his career not only informs his legislative priorities but also his public persona as someone who stands up for the marginalized. Lastly, Negus's personal engagement with his district cannot be overstated. He is known for his town halls, community meetings, and direct communication with constituents, which fosters a sense of accessibility and accountability. His active presence in the community, listening to the concerns of his constituents, and his responsiveness to their needs have solidified his reputation as a representative who truly cares about his district. This grassroots approach to politics has helped him maintain a strong connection with the people he serves, ensuring that his support remains robust. In summary, Joe Negus's support in Colorado's 2nd District stems from his environmental advocacy, educational initiatives, healthcare reforms, commitment to civil rights, and his personal engagement with the community. These elements combine to create a representative who not only addresses the immediate needs of his constituents but also looks towards building a sustainable and equitable future for all. Joe Negus, the representative for Colorado's 2nd Congressional District, has faced a variety of criticisms and opposition from different segments of the population, which can be attributed to several key issues. One significant point of contention is his stance on environmental policies. While Negus has been an advocate for climate action, some constituents feel that his efforts do not go far enough or are misaligned with their expectations. Environmentalists argue that his support for certain energy projects, which they perceive as environmentally harmful, contradicts his public commitment to green initiatives. This has led to a divide where those who prioritize immediate and stringent environmental regulations view him as not aggressive enough in pushing for sustainable changes. Another area where Negus has drawn criticism is his approach to economic policies. Some local business owners and conservative voters believe that his policies lean too heavily towards progressive taxation and regulation, which they argue stifles economic growth and entrepreneurship. They contend that his support for higher taxes on the wealthy and increased government spending could lead to economic downturns, particularly in a district that includes both urban and rural areas with diverse economic needs. On the topic of healthcare, Nagusa's support for expanding government-funded healthcare options has not been universally welcomed. Opponents argue that such policies could lead to increased costs for taxpayers and potentially reduce the quality of care due to government oversight. There's a segment of his electorate that prefers market-driven solutions over what they see as government overreach into personal healthcare decisions. Immigration is another contentious issue where Nagusa's positions have not satisfied all constituents. While he supports pathways to citizenship and more humane border policies, some residents, particularly in areas closer to the border, feel that these policies encourage illegal immigration and do not adequately address security concerns. This has led to a perception among some that he is out of touch with the practical implications of his policies on local communities. Moreover, Nagusa's alignment with the Democratic Party's broader agenda has alienated some voters who feel that national party politics often overshadow local issues. They criticize him for what they perceive as a lack of independence from party lines, suggesting that his votes and legislative priorities are more reflective of party loyalty than the specific needs of his district. Lastly, communication and engagement with constituents have been points of criticism. Some feel that Nagusa has not been as accessible or responsive as they would like, leading to a sense of disconnection from their representative. This perceived lack of engagement can foster feelings of neglect or misunderstanding of local issues, further fueling opposition to his representation. In summary, while Joe Nagusa has his supporters, the reasons for opposition are multifaceted, rooted in policy disagreements, economic concerns, and perceived disconnects in representation. These elements combine to create a complex landscape of political support and opposition within Colorado's 2nd District. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.